Hello and welcome to the fall season edition of the Outdoor Podcast, proudly created by bowhunterplanet.com. This show is really cool because it does focus on outdoor activities and other things people like to do in the outdoors, including hunting, camping, fishing, and all the above. So make sure you guys tune in for this great season coming up in our fall 2024 podcast. The show today is brought to you in part by Easton Archery, Gas Bowstrings, Trophy Ridge, Moultrie Mobile, Vapor Trail, Burris Optics, The Bow Hitch, and caffeine provided by Deer Camp Coffee. Now, on to the show.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Outdoor Podcast. I'm Tim with co-host Dave, and we are with Dylan with Novix. Excited to talk to you, Dylan, about some of the projects and things that you're working on. So it's good to have you on. Appreciate the time tonight. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what's going on with you right now.
Yeah, no, thank you guys for having me. I've known Dave for a little bit here, and Bowhunter.
I'm sorry. I've known Dave for what, 40 years, pretty much.
I probably too long. Know Dave as well as you know Dave, but from what I know of Dave is a good Dave.
He's a good dude. He's a good dude. I like to make fun of him to his face. So
yeah, no, but yeah, man, temperatures are cooling off, and it feels amazing, and it's got me itching to get into a Novix, get into a tree, getting amped up. You know, September bow season's getting ready to open up in Kentucky, and that'll be my first stop. So I'm just chomping at the bit, man. As soon as it ends, I'm ready for it to begin.
Oh man, you got that right.
It's funny you guys are talking about this because there's totally deer walking in around me. I can hear them all.
Is there really?
There's like, there's got to be a herd. You're probably going to see one at some point.
Man, that camera over, man. I'd rather look at that.
Yeah.
I can't stick in here, but they're here, man. I think they're going to come out right to my right.
So we're up. So this is our Michigan map, right? We're basically dead center is where he's at right now. So,
oh, okay.
Little city called Gladwin. Yeah.
Sweet.
But yeah, man, no, you hit it right on the head, man. Like the last week or so here, temperatures have kind of dipped a little bit into like almost that fall temperature era. And it's gotten me really excited for the season coming up. So, you know, I'm sure the weather's going to go nuts a little bit again, you know, as we get a little bit closer. But this time of year, when this weather starts to turn, it just gets you so excited for some reason. So
yeah, I know. It's unfortunate. I saw in the forecast next week, it's supposed to touch 90 again. So
that's, yeah.
But man,
it's all right. I can still do a little bit more fishing.
Yeah, what a good little teaser this is.
Yeah,
no
I
doubt.
I had to come up north when I saw the temperature. I'm like, I got to get up north. This is like where I want to be at.
Yeah. So you hunt Kentucky then? Is that the only place that you hunt, or do you hunt around your region too?
So I live just north of Columbus, Ohio. So obviously, Ohio has always been like the main go around, right? I mean,
right on. Yeah, that's what I was wondering. It'd be the main go around for us.
Yeah. So I've always ventured, not always, here in the past couple of years, I've ventured out to Indiana. My buddy's got a farm out there, and he's gracious enough to let me come out there and enjoy that with him. So Indiana's on the map, and Kentucky, like, for whatever reason, my small brain just could not comprehend that I need to take Kentucky more serious, because I can be there in 2.5 hours. So I'm going to start taking Kentucky a little more serious. I'm always like behind the eight ball for whatever reason, because aren't we all? I know. But it's just crazy. But this year in particular is really crazy, and could possibly turn out to be really special for me. So, but anyway, with all that being said, like last year, I was like, you know, I need to go down. I need to knock on doors a lot earlier this year, and I didn't. So last weekend I knocked on like 50 plus doors in Kentucky. Got a couple permission spots. When I say a couple, like literally two, and I got kicked off one this week because of liability. They told me yes, they were really nice people, and then they're like, we don't want to be liable, and there was nothing I could do to change their mind. Of course, as soon as they told me no, that next day I had a shooter show up on camera, because I put a camera when I was there, and I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
So I'm like scramming, and I actually got a hold of the neighbor literally right next door. It's a vacant lot, and I got permission on it today. So sweet. I feel like I could still kill that buck that I'm after.
Sweet.
I don't know really where I was going with all this, but yeah, Indiana, you know, Kentucky, and Ohio are like the big three that I'm going to focus on this year.
It's okay. I know where I want to go with this. So
yeah,
it's interesting. It's interesting that you brought up the liability piece, because we had a similar issue at a property that we were leasing. And what we did is we actually went out, and there's such a thing as hunting insurance.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you have hunting insurance, it covers you as the hunter for anything that could happen. And that from property damage to you getting hurt, you know, type of deal. As soon as we got that, you know, they felt comfortable enough to, you know, continue on with us and all that kind of stuff. But we didn't even really know it existed until we started looking into it. And it was relatively cheap from what I remember too.
Yeah. Yeah. I have it.
Oh, you do?
Good. Yeah. And I told them that, and it didn't.
They still didn't want it, huh?
Well, maybe the reason is because someone else wants to hunt it, this family.
Well, this is kind of a unique situation. It's a, it's an urban area. Mm-hmm. It's pretty tight quarters, but you know, his property in particular was shooting down into a creek bottom. I mean, like, it is legit safe. But what happened was he called said police department just to verify things. And the lady on there was like, "Oh, it's illegal. You can't do that here."
Mm.
And she was wrong. And so I called the police office again, spoke to another officer, because I already done this. Like, I already done my homework. I already know it's legal. And so I told this police officer, I was like, "Man, like, here's this guy's number. If you could call him and just let him know, like, I'm not doing anything illegal and all that." So he did. Police officer calls me back and he's like, "Hey, I told him that you're not doing anything wrong, but he said he was going to contact an attorney just to make sure, you know, for liability reasons." And I was like, "Well, I already know that's going to go."
Yeah.
Attorney's always err on the side of caution, right? So that's what happened. So they told me no, and then a shooter shows up.
You know what, though? That is part of the process, I think, when you're doing that type of thing. And like you said, I mean, it's like cold calling. You're knocking on doors. You don't know what's going to happen. Are you going to close every sale that after you talk to somebody? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
But it's pipeline for you too, right? So who knows? They might change their mind, you know, and you hunting the neighbor's property, maybe they'll talk to the neighbor, you know, figure out everything's cool, and they'll be cool with you hunting both properties next.
Ain't going to happen.
So.
Well, the cool thing about like this particular scenario is like it's a giant creek bottom that basically wraps around this subdivision.
Okay. So
if you got one deer on camera, you might as well probably have them all, especially in Kentucky where it's a bait state, where obviously I am going to be baiting.
Yeah.
You know, so you have three properties, you might as well have them all, right?
Yeah, 100%, man.
And there's not a lot of pressure in the area, which is great.
Even better, for sure. So
let's discuss. I'm just curious. So, what's Novik's got rolling with this year? I mean, what would be the primetime bow hunter's dream here, and when some of the products you guys got?
Well, I think the newest, hottest product that we just launched would be the hybrid. I don't know if you guys have seen that or not, but the hybrid.
I have. Yeah.
I'm not a saddle guy. I don't like heights to begin with. Work at a tree stand company. Yeah. I don't like heights. But I'm just so in love with our bread and butter, the Echo, the Hilo, the Solid Cast. They're just awesome platforms. Been around a long time. But we felt like we needed to adapt a little bit and continue to grow and innovate. That's what we do. And so we came out with the hybrid. The hybrid is such a unique platform and opens up so many different possibilities, really. Obviously, the uniqueness is in the name hybrid. Gives you the option to saddle hunt out of it or tree stand hunt out of it as like a mini hang-on. Cables are designed and they're in the center of the platform. That way, a saddle hunter can still work the edges without cables getting in the way, which is, you know, a lot different. Also a seat option for saddle hunters to take a load off, give their legs a rest. That was a big thing that we heard, especially in saddle hunters that hunt all day long, their legs get tired. I think it hurts your hips. I don't know what it hurts, cause I ain't never done it, but, this seems like the ticket, really.
It's funny, yeah, though, because it's like that's all we hear about nowadays is saddle hunting.
I know.
You know, there's been this huge trend towards saddle hunting for at least the last 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, everybody seems to want to do it, but the funniest thing is like everybody talks about it, but I also don't know anybody that does it.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's weird because any show I've been to, I would say the big three of saddle companies are always there. And I just went to a show this past week at a local archery shop, and there was one of those main companies were there too. And they're actually out of Michigan, one of them. And I was like surprised. So I was talking to them a little bit, and you know, I don't know what it is about saddles, but they sell, man. They sell a lot. I don't know what the deal is. I just don't see the. I don't know. I've never really seen the value of it. I have nothing against it.
You know what I think our problem with that is, Dave?
Age.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's a young man's game, man. You know, I really think that's a huge part of it. Because I can guarantee you that if saddles were as popular today as they were when we first started hunting.
No, we had climbers, right? That was our thing during our time.
That's what you would have done, though, for sure. And definitely some of our buddies like Ron. Ron would have slept in that saddle for sure. 100%.
But the funny part is I actually brought that up to Ron and he doesn't even want to try it.
Because he's old.
I know. I'm just saying, because I just brought it up to him, and he doesn't look old, though. He's not like a... But I said that to him. I go, you should ever consider a trail? He's like, nah, I ain't getting in that stupid thing. I'm like, oh, okay. I think I'm more of a hang-on guy, and I like the light stuff, you know, the Novix light type stuff. Like, to me, I just want a small stand to get in and get out quietly. I'm going to leave it, most likely, but, like, I just want a quick setup. And that's what Ron moved to, actually, something where he can maneuver... we had the sticks and everything on his back, and he could go and put it in and take it down and keep moving, you know? Yeah. So I think like those are usually, in my opinion, a little bit safer and they feel better in my opinion than trying to do any sort of saddle. I'm not big on the whole knots and all that stuff. Like, I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm not a rock climber. Yeah. Like, I'm just going to fall. Like, it's, everything else is simple to figure out with the hang on. It's simple.
Yeah. I can tie my shoes. That's about it.
Yeah. I'm not going to do those knots, dude. I'm not a fireman or something. I'm not going to.
Yeah,
so you know, I don't know how to start it.
Last year, I hunted a little bit of public in Kentucky, and it was pretty rough. Like, their accesses in Kentucky on public is just awful. But that's where I could really see, like, I would probably use the hybrid. I would use it as a mini tree stand. I wouldn't use it as a paddle, but I could definitely see, like, where people kind of complain about weight sometimes. But the Hilo is the solid cast. It's our smaller platform, 9 pounds. Like,
wow,
that's a newborn baby.
Yeah, that's really light.
That's less than some crossbows you're carrying around.
Yeah, it's nuts.
It's so easy. And then the way that, so another really awesome product that we launched was the quick straps. I don't know if you've seen those, but the quick straps are, they're UV treated. There's no memory to them. And you can, it's like literally the best way to describe it. It's like a belt for your waist, but it's a stretchier material and a material that you can literally cinch down like you would not believe. It's like literally having a little mini ratchet strap in your pocket without the bulkiness. I mean, that's the best way to describe it. They're absolutely awesome. So
interesting. That's how
we've innovated to pack our sticks in. You can, and it allows you to get creative of however you want to carry your sticks in. But I mean, they are like, they're the real deal, man. It's honestly like, now that you have them, it's like, man, how did I ever live without these? They're just amazing.
I don't know what those straps look like, and I can't look because I don't have my phone's here, but normally I'd be looking so I can get an idea what you're talking about. But I haven't seen those straps, but I will say this. I don't know if they're anything like those things you just bought, Tim, but
ratchet.
That retractable ratchet idea is unbelievable.
I have a retractable ratchet strap, and they are awesome.
Yeah. Like, that might be an idea too for stands. Cause like,
that is the one thing TikTok maybe buy.
Yeah, okay, man.
So then you bring that up, Dave, like that might be the ticket for the stands. But another cool item that we just launched is called the Easy Hang V2 system. And the V2 is hooks like this, and it's got a strap. So you strap it around the tree. It's literally just the weight of the strap and nothing. So you wrap that around the tree, and it's got these hooks. So then I can just take my stand and set it right. Like, we have the offset bracket. And it just holds.
That's
it.
That's awesome.
It's amazing. And
yeah, that's what I want. Whenever you send me one, that's what I want. That sounds incredible. So like, that to me is the ticket. And you could probably have multiple of those, can't you? And move it around.
You can't. So we don't advise anybody to hunt out of them. They are a hanging aid, right?
It's just an aid. Okay, got it. You still strap it then.
Yes, yeah.
So it's going to take the weight off, you're saying. It'll hold it in place and take the weight off.
That's good, though, because you don't know how many times we're sitting there at the bottom watching somebody climb up, putting a tree stand up, going like this, because they're swaying around because there's nothing attaching it yet.
It's quicker, it's easier, and most of all, it's safer. Like, I just
that's cool. Better
when I'm up on that top step and I can throw that strap and just set it down, and now I'm hands-free. I can throw my strap around, tighten it down. It's a breeze, man. Again,
First said that, the first thing that came to my mind is not necessarily a holder, but like I thought maybe you meant it was like you connect that piece, and then the V goes with a V, and it's so strong a material it doesn't break, so you could literally hang on it. Do you know what I mean?
Eight times.
It's a Magnum, not Trojan.
The most advanced range-finding bow sight is now even better. Introducing the Oracle 2 from Burris. Based on customer feedback, we improved the pin brightness control, refined the LRF adjustment system, and brightened the aiming ring. There's still no glass to scratch, fog, glare, or break, and the fail-safe 20-yard pin has your back no matter what. At the push of a button, you instantly get the yardage to target. Extend your ethical distance with the Oracle 2 from Burris. Burris.
But Easton Match Grade shafts undergo a far more meticulous straightness check, with razor tolerance at both ends, the center, and the critical quarter locations. Discover the ultimate in precision and made in USA quality. Visit your authorized Easton dealer and pick up your Easton Match Grade Pro Shop Series arrows today.
Established in a small town in Kentucky in 1981, a company that produces quality products that archers have come to rely on. I started shooting with a Scott release and have passed the tradition on. As I've aged, the company I started with continues to innovate and produce the premium products it always has. My dad always told me, never forget where you came from. Well, I haven't. Shoot with confidence. Shoot a Scott.
For more than 20 years, Trophy Ridge has developed tools that bow hunters trust and continue to lead the way in bow hunting innovation. Our field-proven products dish out dirt naps all over the world. We've manufactured and sold millions of products along the way, each one strategically designed to give you a distinct advantage in the field. From the backyard and competitive courses, To the backcountry and Midwest cornfields, our products remain lethal, accurate, and continue to help you react to the situation at hand. Trophy Ridge accessories give you confidence regardless of the situation. Our sights, rest, stabilizers, quivers, and releases set you up to be successful season after season. There are plenty of factors to think about on the hunt. Your gear shouldn't be one of them. We're Trophy Ridge, and we build the tools that bow hunters trust.
We are outdoors people, boating, fishing, hunting, and we are coffee lovers. My husband and I, we met at a coffee shop about 20 years back. So we've grown to love different blends, different beans, and different types of coffee. And throughout our time together, we decided that we wanted to create something for ourselves. So that's where this all came into play. And it's not just an outdoorsman, it's women, men, children. It's the community that come in here and they like it. They sit down at our cafe. They might have a venison hot dog, a cold brew coffee, and they enjoy their time here.
This isn't just a game, it's a once in a generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100 year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Yeah, we don't
advise. That's what I thought you were saying. Like, it was like a pivot point where you could take it off, put it on anyone. I just made a sweet ass deal. I got to patent this. But that's still cool, though. Yeah. It's great that it holds it in place for you. That's important.
Yep. Yeah, it's just, man, it makes the whole process so much easier, right? And the whole name of the game, especially in a hanging hunt, is being quick, quiet, and efficient. And that's
cool.
Exactly what it's going to do for you.
I'll be right back, guys. I'm going to grab something real quick.
What I love about it, like the whole tree stand, climbing stand mentality too, is, you know, when you're state land or new lease, right, you're kind of doing scouting, you're trying to figure it out. But, you know, especially when you're archery hunting, if you're in the wrong spot by 20, 30 yards, that makes a huge difference, right? Yeah. So to be able to really move quickly, easily, there's been plenty of times where we've started in one place in the morning and said, you know what, I saw them, they're coming through, this is where they're coming through at, on, and we'll move our tree stand 50 yards down the line and end up being successful because of that, right? So those types of systems, which they're light, they're versatile, you can take them on and put them off easily, just changes the game a little bit with that, you know?
Oh, man, totally, like, guys that are still bow hunting out of a climber, unless you're like in the South and every tree is straight ponds or whatever, man, you're limiting yourself. If you're in a climber and you're bow hunting, you are limiting yourself, because I don't know how many trees I can't get in with a climber.
And 100%.
Like you said, man, 20, 30 yards, 10 yards, sometimes 5 yards, even less matters.
Yep. With a Nova. You're absolutely right, man.
With a Nova.
I don't know how many times we've spent, hours looking at different areas, trying to find a tree that you can put a climber in, right? Because it's gotta be, not only does it have to be like relatively up and down and straight, so you're not worrying about any tilting issues or anything like that. It's gotta be the right size for strength. It's gotta have the right limbs on it. It's gotta have the right cover, yeah. Right? So, I mean, you put all those factors together and you're limiting yourself down to a very few, you know, trees that you can put yourself in. But being able to be portable like that, light and small, it just opens up the world of options for sure.
Yeah. I mean, dude, you wouldn't believe like some of the trees, like with crazy leans too, you know, cause we have a leveling system both for the platform and the seat. Like, so it doesn't matter leaning crazy, you can still get in and be level.
And you couple that with a saddle that's just going to hang straight up and down anyway. With the platform that you were talking about, now you can go pretty much anywhere, any tree.
I got my other phone. The hybrid's crazy how those lines go straight down like that.
Yeah. Yep. Right in the center.
That's nuts. I never seen anything like that. That's so neat.
Yeah.
Look up the quick straps, Dave.
I did see the quick strap. Yeah, I was looking at that. I didn't zoom in on it though. Let me do that now.
You need like 100 of them. They're awesome.
This Hilo one though, this is the ticket, man, for size. That thing is sick. It's not small. Too big, it's tiny. I like you guys have three colors. That's interesting.
Yeah, OD green. Well, we got the FDE OD green and the classic.
That's sweet.
And we just did a new powder coat finish on all of these. Really gritty. It's really got some good grip. There's no shine to it. It's dull. It's just, man, it looks tough.
So you guys, I can't remember what's the. So you guys. You guys are part of three brands or two brands? Because I know Half Rack's on here too. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so that's all under the name American Pride. So American.
Okay.
Pride, so we have Novix and Half Rack. We warehouse them together in Ohio.
Got it. Nice. Yep. Okay.
And Half Rack is just an awesome brand.
So cool. Yeah, such a cool brand.
A lot of really great accessories, bow winks, coolers, stools, face mask, orange vests, gun slings, bow cases. I mean, just all kinds of stuff. And it's really great quality items for sure.
That's cool. That's easy. Yeah, I see what you're doing here. Yeah, that's cool. The quick strap.
Yeah, with the quick straps.
Is that a Half Rack idea? Seems like Half Rack would have came up with that. Yeah, those guys are so smart.
One because originally nice. On our packs, we had the nylon strap with a plastic buckle. And there was some jostling around with the sticks. The nylon straps were kind of tearing and breaking. It was just kind of noisy and just wasn't really practical. So we were trying to brainstorm an idea of how can we make things quieter and easier. And that's where the quick strap came from. And then obviously we have them on Half Rack as well.
Well, and up to 24 inches long on those too. I mean, you could put those around some pretty nice trees.
Yeah, and we have the 36 at Half Rack. So,
wow. Okay.
In orange too.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
And you can use, you know, for to mount trail cameras around trees. Get rid of the traditional trail camera strap.
Ooh, I like that.
These are one of my favorite things.
That those are awesome. The hunter hangers.
They're so cool.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good point, man. You don't know how much it is annoying when you're putting up a new trail cam. To deal with that 6-foot long string that all you need is about 20, you know, 2 feet of it. And then you're wrapping it around or cutting it and it's fraying. That's a good point, man.
I've also been using the straps too for licking branches from ox scrapes. We also have another item at Novix, which is really cool that I feel like the ultimate spokesperson for, because I don't like heights, but I also just go for cover. Like, man, if I only have to be 14 foot in a tree, so be it if I have good cover. But we have an item at Novix called Camoflex, and they're synthetic branches, and three in a box. They're pretty large, but you can literally spread them out. They have wires running to each individual leaf. So, I mean, like, you can literally fine tune your cover like you wouldn't believe. Yeah, there they are right there. So I use the crap out of those.
Cool.
Like cover up my backdrop and my silhouette so I wasn't getting skylight. Man, they are awesome.
That's really cool.
Dave,
hey guys, why not use real branches? Well, the leaves fall off. It's noisy. And literally, like, you show me a real branch that you can fine tune like that, literally down to each individual leaf. You just can't. And they like
they just twist on.
I can tell you right now, that's awesome. You can't, because Dave, you know what that reminds me of, don't you? I think you might I think you might have it laying on the ground over there to your left, if unless it's back in the trailer. But
I do.
I knew you did. So you got to watch this when he puts it on camera. But this was my invention. I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, because I was hunting in an area. Look at this. Look at all that duct tape. I was hunting in an area where there weren't any trees. Like there was a drop off on a hill. There was some bushes for cover. There was a lot of deer traffic through there, but I had nowhere at all to put a trail cam, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get me one of those, you know, 2 4x4 posts pounded in the ground. I'm going to put some leaves on it so it looks like a tree. Give me some camo, and I'm going to stick a trail camera on there. And everybody laughed at me, man. Dave was making fun of me. Jamie was making fun of me.
Nice duct tape.
We put it out, and I got some of the best pictures, dude. It was awesome. And I think even a couple of the deer might have used one of the leaves as a licking branch too, but I couldn't find anything anywhere. You know, yeah. What I actually ever did, I think I went to Michael's or something like that and got their fake leaves. They look like crap, as you can tell. But it was kind of funny. So I love this. I think there's a lot of versatility with that. That's there pretty is. Cool.
There is. And like that, that's kind of what I was getting at was I've been using them, experimenting with them as a mock scrape looking branch.
Yep.
And so far, so good. But another, like, you know, I basically have a post in the ground, and then I bent them, put them up against the post, and then just wrapped a quick strap around it. And I hate to just keep plugging away product, but gosh, all of it's so exciting to me. I mean, if it worked, right? I want everybody to know about it.
No doubt, man. I love it, man. That's something I've been looking for a long time, actually.
I was hunting at this ranch one time, and the guy, we were whitetail hunting, and the guy said, he didn't have bait, but he said, I'll get them into them. When they come around, they'll come in for this. I'm like, what's this guy doing? And he cut down, this is on his private property, so he can do this, but he cut down a maple tree branch and threw it on the ground. That's it. And he walked away. And the deer came in and ate that thing like it was freaking apples or corn. I mean, they went nuts to get those leaves.
That fall sugar content. Yeah.
Then he told me, he's like, yeah, he goes, look at all the leaves. Look around you. He goes, every tree is bare 6 feet up. You know, and that's why, because they eat the bottom, he said. I was like, wow. And that's unbelievable. Yeah, I know. That's what I said. I was like, holy God, I would have never thought of that. And so now, from now on, every time I go hunting, I look around and be like, do they eat these leaves? If so, I'm popping some down here.
I'm assuming from a sugar maple.
Yeah, it probably was a sugar maple, yeah.
It was, for sure. So, Dylan, what have you been working on, man?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that, but something exciting that's, you know, like really fun to work on is producing a new series through Novix on our YouTube channel, trying to build up our YouTube, and it's called the Slammer Series.
Awesome.
Ooh.
And we just launched our first episode of that on August 4th, so it's out. And then nice. We have another episode coming out this Sunday, the 25th. This is the second episode, but we're going to pump out 2 a month all the way up to probably December or January. So
is it hunting or?
I'm sorry?
Is it hunting content or?
Yeah. Yep. It features all of our partners basically at
nice.
Novix. So the first episode had Sean Luchtel from Heartland Bowhunter on it. It had Ben Rising from Whitetail Edge, and it had Kyle Huerman from Team Radical on it. And nice. All the deer were well above 170. So,
jeez,
and it was all in like all three of those deer, I think, was like in 12 minutes. So it's just like, it's a fast pace. It's a condensed, just really keeps you entertained.
That's the name of the game. Really cool. Now, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sweet. That's what people want to see, right?
Yeah. I'm really excited to see where that takes off to.
Cool. Is that just on YouTube, or can we find it other places too?
It's just on our YouTube right now. You know, maybe release Facebook at some point, maybe after we release all the episodes on YouTube, maybe to get us through the winter, I'll release them on Facebook or something.
Yeah. Cool, man.
But awesome. That's
so how long has that been in the works for? Because something like that doesn't happen overnight.
No, I don't know. I think I've probably brought up or proposed that idea. I started at Novix late last November, and I think that was probably one of the first ideas that I had. So It's been cooking for, you know, every at least 5 months, I'd say.
Awesome.
And we were just wanting to release it at the right time. And I think right now is like the absolute perfect time to start releasing deer hunting content.
You know, it right now is the, I don't know how to say this. It's like the pinnacle time frame. Like everything's going nuts. Like it's, I've gotten so many emails of press releases and new bows are coming out. We just got Bear Archie sent us like 4 or 5 new bows that launch like in a month from now. But there's like, oh, I want to get these done now. But they're sent. It's interesting because normally, and we all, you know, everybody signs NDAs to get these things right. But the thing is normally they always keep it close to the vest. Not them, but everybody. Mm-hmm. And but now I'm getting emails with press releases a month before they even go launch, which I'm like, that's weird, right? Like, this is not normal. And so I just got another one yesterday from Bear that doesn't launch till like next week or, and then, but they sent me the 4 bows that are for like later. I'm like, okay, that's awesome. But I'm just like, usually it's always like, you know, hey, it's a week ahead, you know, we're a week out. Here's what we're doing, you know?
Bow company. So
I think this year everybody's going hard to try to really, I think it's more about income this year than anything. Like just doesn't really care. Let's get going. We need to sell, you know, it's a feeling I'm getting.
I think a lot of people have had a rough year.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think there was kind of this really big upswing, you know, honestly, with COVID. I think that drew a lot of people back and actually freed up a lot of money. But the last, you know, couple of years, people, I think we've heard kind of similar stories, is that it's kind of drained off now at this point. Now, I don't want to equate that to administration or anything like that.
I don't want to get into politics, but I will say that economy-wise... We all have less money, realistically. Let's just be honest.
It's interesting how that works, isn't it?
Yeah, everything.
In terms of money, we have no money.
Yeah, right? I love
That's the issue, though. It puts companies in a bad spot. And the reason is they have to spend money to make money. It's how it's always been. Marketing's a cost. But the problem is they have less of it now. And it's like they have to clamp the budgets. But if you clamp it, you lose sales. So it's like a very, very weird dance, I guess, you know, for all the companies.
Yeah, it definitely pushes margins down for sure.
2020, 2021 were probably the biggest increase I've ever seen in advertising spend. I mean, we made more money ever than ever doing advertising in that time frame. Because companies had to do something. They had to do something online. They had no other options. And ATA was shut down. I mean, really, they took all that money and just threw it into internet and TV or whatever.
And it worked, though, because
it worked for sure.
Those are crazy years for the whole industry from a revenue standpoint, period, because everybody money.
Like anything else, you hit that top peak and you start to roll back down, especially when things are expensive and people can't afford to pay for food, then it's hard to buy a tree stand, right? You know what I mean? Like, these are all, it's all relative. It's like, okay, well, I can buy this tree stand or I can buy bread and milk, right? I'm just saying, this is kind of what it's come to.
There's nothing better than some organic venison in the freezer, though. Right?
I agree. It's cheaper to buy the tree stand and kill a deer than it is to go buy that meat, I assure you.
Yep.
That is true, man.
Give yourself the best advantage.
All we can do is pray for a change come November.
There you go.
I will also say this, and I want to be very clear on this to the people listening and whoever watches this after, even if it's after this launches, but we're talking about tree stands here that are very, very good quality, very safe. I don't recommend, like, I know people want to just go to like a Bass Pro and buy an $80 tree stand. Like, don't do that. Like, literally, don't put your life at risk for a cheap Chinese made piece of crap when you literally got to put your full weight on this thing and be in a tree. I mean, honestly, it's very simple to me. It's like, I don't know how you couldn't pick a tree stand like this, but my point is spend the extra money because it's your life at risk here. We're not talking, you know, a small fall too. These were talking pretty, you know, most people are going 12 feet plus, you know, so.
Yeah. Well, there's certain things you can save money on, but
not
safety is not one of them, and that's what you guys do, is put out quality products for sure.
Yeah, that's very important.
It's fine, right, that someone pays $400 for a Sitka jacket or something like that, but then buys a $30 big game from Menards. It's like, what?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's American made for one. So if you want to support guys like me, guys like Dwayne, who's our warehouse guy, you know, just good people, then that's what you do, right? You buy American, you support American families, and then also, but there's also a return for you, like you said, Dave, you know, but you're getting longevity out of the tree stand. You know, literally, like, I'm not exaggerating when I say, like, when I'm gone from this earth, my kids can take my Novix out and still use it. It's still going to operate just like it did way back.
Yeah.
24, they'll say, right? Because, I mean, literally, that's, we stand behind that. The stands are built to last.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a difference between, and that's what I try to tell people, you know, when I talk to them, like, you got to, I know it's hard because sometimes, like, your stands might not be at a specific store they go to. But, like, take it from me. Like, this is, you're talking night and day on quality. You're talking night and day. Like, there's not even close the same amount of quality, you know, between a stand like this and a Chinese Bass Pro or a Menards type stand. There's just not even close. So, I mean, like, again, risk is not worth it for this. The risk is more worth it to buy the cheaper jacket instead of a Sitka to buy a Chinese whatever. Go for it, you know. But, like, when it comes to this type of stuff, it's not smart at all. Especially yeah. when you can get American ingenuity, American made stuff that we know is built with the best quality. I mean, it's, to me, it's like you don't go buy a smart car and drive it around, or you know, you don't do that because you don't get sandwiched on the freeway, right? It's the same concept. Like, you don't buy a cheap ass, you know what I mean, like, car on purpose, unless you absolutely have to because you can't afford it. But if you can afford it, you don't buy a cheap car. You buy something in the middle, at least that's somewhat safe. You're not gonna go buy a mini anything, you know. So
yeah, it's funny with the clothing piece, man, because there's a lot of people that spend a lot of money on clothing. And fashion,
baby.
I don't know how many times I've said, you know, do you know how many deer have been shot in flannels and overalls?
Yeah,
you
know, true.
Back in the day, I mean, that's, you like my grand, you can go back, pictures of my grandparents or my great-grandparents and others, you know, deer hanging on the post, and they're in flannel and overalls, man. So it is. I mean, you got to pick your poison when you're spending your money. Totally get it. Never skip on safety, ever.
Yeah. And never. That wasn't me casting any shade whatsoever to Sitka or anything. I've never.
No, for sure.
Books, but I've heard great things, but literally that is an example. Like, I've known people to spend that much money on clothing and then skimp on a tree stand. And it just doesn't make any sense to me, especially like you said, Dave, when your life is literally on that platform. We love hunting, and God forbid you fall out of a tree and you're done hunting the rest of your life, or you don't make it.
They'll look good in their in their casket, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, right?
That's funny.
Oh man, I love it. What, any other big plans in the works here? Any other big projects you can, you know, give us some hints on if they're not public yet?
I think we've got some really cool stuff cooking on our end that I'm excited about. Don't want to go too far into detail there, but, I think people are going to start seeing a lot more content getting pushed out on our YouTube, which I'm excited about, because not only is Novix and Half Rack known for great products, but now, you know, possibly known for good media content and good entertainment as well.
Good deal, man.
And just chomping at the bit for this season. Like I said, this season is so unique to me. It could be very special. It could be the season of my life. So I'm really excited about that.
So we'll have to touch base a little bit later down in the season and see how everything's shaping up for you for sure. So
yeah, absolutely.
It's a good time, but I appreciate you joining us. Appreciate you giving us some highlights on Novix Media and what's going on with that. Look at their YouTube. Give us the name of the show again that just launched.
The Slammer Series, and you can find
Slammer Series
outdoors on our YouTube. And you know, be sure to follow Novix and stuff on Facebook and Instagram. We have a lot of, that's where we kind of make a lot of announcements and whatnot.
Good deal, man. Well, we'll be following along ourselves. We can't wait to see what else you guys are working on, but I'm sure we'll talk soon. Appreciate the time tonight.
Absolutely.
Thanks, man.
Yep.
We'll see you.
Take care, Dylan.
Thank you for tuning into the show today. We hope you had a good time. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button and like button where you can. You can find us all over every platform. And don't forget to join our membership programs. Have a lot of fun with the community here and have a chance to win some really cool products. We'll see you soon.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.